This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron's office said Macron and Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Sunday agreed to work for a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. In a phone conversation lasting 105 minutes, they also agreed on the, quote, need to favor a diplomatic solution to the ongoing crisis and to do everything to achieve one, the Elysee said, adding France's foreign minister and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov would meet in the coming days. Macron and Putin also agreed that talks between Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany should resume to implement the so-called Minsk Protocol, which in 2014 had already called for a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. Both also agreed to work towards a high-level meeting with the aim of defining a new peace and security order in Europe, Macron's office said. Acknowledging what she called the real possibility of war on Sunday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies as increasingly dire signs suggest Russia's Vladimir Putin plans to order an invasion of Ukraine. At the annual Munich Security Conference, Harris tried to make the case to American allies that rapidly escalating tensions on the Ukraine-Russian border meant European security was under direct threat and there should be unified support for economic penalties if the Kremlin invades its neighbor.
I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about. It's been over 70 years. And through those 70 years, as I mentioned yesterday, there has been peace and security. We are talking about the real possibility of war in Europe.
This is VOA News. The United States' yearly counterterrorism training program for African forces began on Sunday in Ivory Coast at a time of upheaval in which Islamist fighters control large areas. Coups are on the rise and French forces are winding down. The training program, known as Flintlock, will bring together more than 400 soldiers from across West Africa to bolster the skills of forces, some of which are under regular attack by armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Those not present include forces from Guinea and two countries worst hit by Islamist violence, Mali and Burkina Faso. Military juntas have snatched power in those three countries since 2020, raising concerns about a return to West Africa's post-colonial reputation as a so-called coup belt. Officials say central to this year's training is coordination between different forces fighting the same enemy. Quote, a main focus of Flintlock is information sharing. If we can't communicate, we can't work together, said Admiral Jamie Sands, commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command Africa, at the opening ceremony. Ethiopia began producing electricity on Sunday from its Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, a multi-billion-dollar hydropower plant on the River Nile that neighbors Sudan and Egypt have worried will cause water shortages downstream. After flicking a digital switch to turn on the turbines in the first phase of the project, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sought to assure those nations that his country did not wish to harm their interests. Quote, Ethiopia's main interest is to bring light to 60% of the population who is suffering in darkness, to save the labor of our mothers who are carrying wood on their backs in order to get energy, Abiy said. Abiy's government says the project is key to economic development, but Egypt and Sudan depend on the waters of the Nile and have worried it will affect them. Canadian police on Sunday smashed the windows of vehicles abandoned in the downtown core of the capital to search and tow them away, and city workers cleaned up trash after 2 days of tense standoffs, and 191 arrests ended a three-week occupation of Ottawa. Demonstrators had used hundreds of trucks and vehicles to block the city center since January 28th, prompting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to invoke rarely used emergency powers. 57 vehicles have been towed since midday, police said. The protesters initially wanted an end to cross-border COVID-19 vaccine mandates for truck drivers, but the blockade turned into a demonstration against Trudeau and the government. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.